it's been great. Like, would I like to see us take a few points? Yes, but we did take a lot of positives out of it. You know, even that first game against Frölunda, the score, obviously, you know, we don't like to see that score, but to be 2-0 after two periods, obviously we got tired and got into penalty troubles. If you watch the game, you could tell that was the case. But we'd only been together for a little over a week, so I don't know what we were expecting out of ourselves. There was a lot of positives, and there's been a lot of positives. And last game was great. You know, we were going, and we were playing the system. We were playing hard, and guys were going hard. And it was a game of hockey. You know, that's what happened. Some of those things happen, and we just came out on the wrong side. I'm excited to see what we can do tomorrow.
Obviously, that game against Jyväskylä, your 2-2 going into the final period, it ends up being a 4-2 game with them getting an empty net as well. But as you said, much more kind of positives to take from that game.
Yeah, I mean, offensively alone, we were generating chances, which, you know, don't want to say we didn't get any chances in the games before, but they were very good at limiting our chances, that's for sure. But the boys were flying last game, shooting pucks, getting to the net, playing gritty hockey. And I think that's the kind of hockey we're going to have to play to get the chances against those good teams.
And that was your first taste of playing at the Sheffield Arena on Sunday. What was that experience like?
Well, I think my tweet after the game said it all. I was kind of just speechless. I always knew Sheffield had a good crowd, especially from being a young boy coming here, but I didn't really know what to expect, and it was awesome. I mean, the guys, even you saw Jyväskylä after the game, they had to stand and give a salute for that loud crowd. They had that build and boom, and we were fired up because of it.
Are you the kind of goalie that kind of feeds off that atmosphere? Are you G'd up by the rest of the crowd getting up for the game as
yeah,
well?
I don't know if there is a. I don't know if you should be playing the sport if you're not geared up from fans like that. If you don't get a shiver down your spine from that noise, you got to check your pulse, I think.
How does it compare to what you're used to in Norway and kind of Italy as well?
Well, Norway, we didn't have as strong a following. We had good fans. But I'd say there was a few Oslo teams, and I would say we're kind of the stepsister team in Oslo, you know, so we were kind of frowned upon there. In Italy, we actually had an amazing crowd. We did win the championship that year, so we had a great following, but football fans there too, you know, they'd stand up, cheer the whole game. So it was a lot smaller rink though, so this was a nice change for me.
Is it too early to say how the hockey compares?
It is and it isn't, because we haven't played a lot of British hockey yet. We've been playing against these top leagues, but I know our team, from what I've seen in practice, like we can wheel, we can fly, and a lot of these guys have played in all different kinds of leagues also, and we've all ended up here together. Tomo recruited us all. He knew what kind of team he wanted, so you know, I can't really comment on the league, like I said, because I haven't played a lot of league, but I know Brayhead was a fast team as well, so it seems like a North American style, I guess, is what I would say, more so than the European countries that I've played in.
I'd guess that's how it's kind of commonly characterized. And with that, what are your expectations for the forthcoming season? What do you want to get out of it?
I just, you know what, when I look at goals in my career, I don't ever look past one game. Because I just feel like it's a distraction. When you look past a game, then you're thinking about too many things. Obviously, everyone's goal is to win a championship. That's hands down. What you wouldn't be playing this game if your goal is anything else, right? But from my standpoint, I always just try to look for the very next game. I know it sounds cliche, but that's just the way I've played my career. Because, like I said, if you start looking past, you know, you might be playing a lower-end team, and then you have a big game coming up in two. If you look past that lower end team, you can get bit. So I like to take it one game at a time and just try to take as many points throughout the season as we can.
So looking at that next game against Frölunda, what do you feel that you can get out of that game?
I feel like we still have something to prove. To be honest, like we want to win. You know, there's no, like, you don't play for to not win. So we're just gonna play our hardest, I guess, is what you could say. Just give her all we got and keep our pace up, you know. We got two games this weekend, but I feel like we've been together long enough now. We got good enough conditioning, so we got to keep the pace, and they're a very fast skating team, so we're going to have to skate with them.
Is it about restoring a bit of pride as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't want to say I mean, it was a little embarrassing, I guess you'd say, but like I said, we'd been together a little over a week, but restoring pride, but you play this game to win. Mm. You play every game to win, so that's what we want to do.
I don't want to labor too much on that game, but you as a goaltender, are you someone that's able to recover mentally from, you know, things like that? When you have a period like that where you concede 7 goals, is it easy to kind of just move on to the next step, put it behind you and kind of move on?
I think it's easier for some than others. I've always kind of prided myself on being able to forget, because those games are going to happen, you know, like it's a game, and you know, anything can happen in a game. That's why I love the game of hockey. Last place team can beat a first place team any given night. So you basically have to have the shortest memory possible, because we had to bounce back and play you out. Yep. 2 days later. So, you know, we can't think about that period. We got to bounce back.
But certainly when you look at the progression from that as a starting point, it seems like it's been an upward curve, certainly in the Champions Hockey League. And I guess that will benefit you later on in the season.
Yes. And I think just playing in the Champions League alone and playing at this speed and this tempo with these good teams is going to help us in the long run also.
You said you don't really look past the kind of weekend. Obviously, you've got kind of Cardiff on Sunday. I guess the first chance to see a British team, with the exception of Brayhead. Do you know much about them or any of the other teams in the Elite League yet?
Well, from what I've heard is that they have a small rink comparable to Manchester, which we just played in. So, like I said, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself because I'm thinking about for London right now. But I know it's going to be quite a transition from playing a fast team in a big rink to a tough team in a small rink. So we're going to have to be ready to adapt quickly from one game to another.
The rest of the guys will have played, I think it's 3 games in 5 days as well. Obviously, you had the rest on Wednesday. Was that a kind of welcome rest for yourself, obviously, with Brad Day coming in as...
You know what? It was about as good a day as you could have, because I got the rest, which was nice, but I was very, very happy for Brad. You know, to play your first game and get your first win and make a couple big saves, especially right at the end. I was really happy for him, and the boys played hard for him, and it was all around good.
Obviously, he's quite a young player. Do you kind of take under your wing? Do you have much interaction in that respect?
Yeah, I love him. I've had a few conversations with him. I try to help him as much as I can. You know, like older goalies used to help me when I was young, you know, just little tits and tats here and there. And you know, I'm sure we'll do a lot of that moving forward in the season also. But I know that, you know, we can learn from each other. Like, I always watch other goaltenders to see what I can take. I don't think you can ever learn too much. Goaltending's such a specific, personally specific game. There's a good baseline that everyone can take from, but everyone's got their own little take on it. So just watching each other, it can help each other.
Do you think his style of kind of goaltending differs from yourselves, or do you think you're quite similar?
I actually don't think we could be further from similar if we tried. We play completely different styles, and that would be mostly because of our size difference. He has to be a lot more on his feet, a lot more quick, I guess you would say. And I'm obviously have a lot bigger stature, so I like to be smooth with my movements, and I get to play a little deeper because of the size. So if you actually were to watch us in practice, there is quite a big difference in the style of goaltending we play.
So in that respect, what advice are you able to pass on, because there is that difference in style? What are your pearls of wisdom for Brad?
I guess it would be more experience-based stuff, you know, like conversation the other day of how to prepare for a game, you know. And it's not that I'm telling him to do anything, it's just I'm picking at his brain, seeing how he processes it, and you know, giving my thought on how I approach it at different situations. So I know there's no science to goaltending, it's to each his own, but you know, I'd like to help him out as much as I can.